This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
The Morrison government's attempts to appeal medevac laws continues as human rights advocates have joined calls for the law to remain in its place. The medevac legislation passed in February allows doctors to recommend people be evacuated from Manus and Nauru to Australia for medical treatment. Just over 100 people have been approved for transfer to Australia in around 6 months of the laws operating. David Burke is the senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, and he says the medevac laws are an important safeguard for refugees on Nauru and Manus.
What we've seen over the past few months is a lot of scaremongering from the Morrison government about boats and character issues. And there's no basis in any of those claims. The medevac laws only apply to people who are in offshore detention now. They don't apply to any new removals. And the laws themselves also include protections allowing the minister to veto any application based on specific character grounds or national security grounds. And despite those protections being in the laws, the minister has not used them once since the laws were introduced. What the medevac laws are really about, despite the government's attempts to distract people, is that there's a medical crisis that has been ongoing in offshore detention. People have been left without proper medical care for more than 6 years now, and these laws are for the first time providing a way for them to receive proper medical treatment, which in many instances is life-saving. Just after the election, the Morrison government introduced a bill that, if passed, would repeal those laws. And this bill has been referred to a Senate committee, which is reviewing it and will report back essentially on whether the medevac laws should remain in place or whether they should be repealed. The Human Rights Law Centre is campaigning strongly to keep these laws. Before the medevac laws, we were forced to run court cases to ensure that people could actually get the medical care that they urgently needed. And we were in court at all hours on weekends and even on Christmas Eve because the Australian government would repeatedly ignore recommendations from doctors, including recommendations that our clients were at risk of death within days if they didn't receive treatment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.